Yes.
Yes, sir.
Another episode. Coffee and Cash Flow, folks, with Steven.
And Anthony.
Anthony, we're getting more. I think we're starting to get a little popular.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I'm getting emails from people. You know, we were just kind of discussing Anthony off air. I'm getting emails from folks that want to make Coffee and Cash Flow
household name.
A household name.
Let's do it.
Right.
We are a household name.
Right.
They just haven't realized we're in your household already.
Right. We're already there. If you got coffee and you got cash flow, we're in your house.
There you go. Absolutely. Right. We just need an invitation, right?
Right. We have to be invited like exactly. A vampire, right? You're not here. He has to be invited. I got to be invited into your home.
That's right.
Well, if you turn on the radio station this morning, this Saturday morning, we got invited into your home.
Exactly. And into your car.
And into your car, right? And into your computer, your laptops, your smartphones. So,
exactly.
Anthony, it's another beautiful day,
I guess,
in the Carolinas, because you know we go through
these weather changes up and down. I know exactly what you mean. Snow 1 week, rain the day, sunshine. I mean, it's okay. You know, that's the one thing I think I moved, because we moved from Michigan, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so Michigan is cold and balmy during the wintertime. I don't mind, you know, having snow once in a while. Not every day.
Right.
And not have to, you know, when we went to school, we used to thread through maybe 2 feet of snow. I mean, literally, snow up to your waistline trying to get to school. So trust me, I don't miss those days having to shovel it, you know, from the driveway and salt it every area, you slip and slide. It's,
I had a lot of laugh watching people slip and slide.
Yeah.
I saw a video, I think it was on Facebook a couple of weeks back, where they were showing some guy falling, and it was like he was slipped on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
It took him 17 minutes to fall.
And they probably reversed it.
Right. whoa. And then finally he fell. And I'm like, man, it took you a long time to fall. Normally people just, and they lose it. They can't catch nothing, right? But it took this guy forever to fall. It looked like he was going to catch his balance, right? So we talk about balance, guys. So we're going to get into the coffee and cash flow talk of it. And I think that, you know, you guys, if you've been listening, you guys have been loyal listeners, you know this is the morning cup, and you know my cup.
Run it over.
So my cup runneth over this morning, Anthony, and you and I, we kind of gave you guys a peek into our minds and what we might talk about the following week. So if you listened to the show last Saturday morning, you got an idea that we had an idea for the show this week to talk about inflation. So I want to call this show, Anthony, Inflatable Bull. Bull.
Okay.
Right.
With a B-U-L-L.
B-U-L-L. Right? So I don't know if you guys have been living under a rock and you're not aware, but inflation is at
7%. 7%. That's the highest it's been in over 40 years, folks. You know what? That inflation's almost as old as I am.
Right. I sure wasn't spending my own money at that time. Let's put it that way.
We were still at home.
Right. We still at home living with somebody else taking care of us.
Exactly.
Right? So, you know, elementary or middle school one at the, I don't know where I was at that point. But the point is, guys, is that, and young ladies and folks that are listening, inflation is at
7%. Wow.
What does that actually mean? So when people ask the question, there are a lot of people asking who really don't even know what inflation is.
See, I can tell you what it is, but I'll let you read your definition.
No.
You read your definition, then I'll come back to
you. So what I saw, and I think I got this from maybe investopedia.com, one of these sites that I go to from information, but it says inflation is the decline, here's a key word, of purchasing power over a given currency over time.
Mm-hmm.
It says its quantitative estimate of the rate at which the decline in purchasing power occurs can be reflected in the increase of an average price level of a basket of selected goods and services in an economy over some period of time. The rise in the general level of prices, often expressed as a percentage, means that a unit of currency effectively buys less than it did in prior periods.
Mm. Okay.
So basically, Anthony, your money is not as good as it used to be.
No. I mean, we were just talking about this Rob, one of my partners.
Rob's a friend of the show.
Great. But listen, let me tell you something. We were talking about gas prices when we started driving, or before we started driving. You know, I remember just before I started driving, we used to fill up gas 59 cents A gallon, right?
Wow. He went back, y'all. That might have been 40 years ago.
That was about 40 years ago. 40
years.
You know, it's like 59 cents a gallon.
Wow.
And, you know, compared to today, almost $4 a gallon. That means your dollar, if you were to get a practical example of how powerless or how the decrease in the value of your dollar is, just look at gas prices from when you grew up to now. He was saying when he started, it was 30 cents.
Wow. Rob is aging himself.
Yeah.
I ain't going less than that. He's on, Rob. You won the old age award saying that inflation, I mean, was the gas was 30
cents. 30 cents a gallon. I'm like, wow. You know, it's really amazing because I remember you would go to the gas station and $5 would get you around town. You know, literally.
Let me get three on five.
Yeah.
And be riding around for the rest of the week.
Yeah, exactly. Today, you know, $40, $50, $60 just to, you know, to get your tank halfway up.
Oh my. I just filled up. I feel like the other day, Anthony, and I spent, I think gas.
You're a truck, so you're probably truck, $80.
Right? It wasn't that bad, but it was like $60, right? And it's almost gone. Now, everybody most that know me, I don't go that many places. I'm a homebody, right?
Exactly.
So my wife is so funny. We talk about this because my wife was talking about, she drives, you know, a different truck. She drives a little, you know, an Acura. And so she can put in plus or she can put in, she can't put in regular, but she can put in, I have to put in premium, right?
Okay.
And so she had my car because the car was in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
She said, this car drank too much gas. And I'm like, well, gas price has gone up. And here's the problem, Anthony. I want you to definitely get in more because I know Anthony's really the guy that I love having these conversations with. Period, but especially when it comes to inflation and your purchasing power and things like that, Anthony's very studied on economy and economics. And I think that, you know, we was talking to someone, Anthony, and we were talking about gold and silver coins, right?
Yes.
And we were talking about how they've just continued to increase in value, right? I've got a gold coin or a silver coin that's like they call it a silver piece coin, like a 1921 or 1922 coin. I got a couple of them.
Okay.
And that coin, depending on where you look, is worth, it's a dollar coin, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't worth a dollar.
Yep.
Right? That coin is worth easily at least $50 to $100 or more, depending on the value of it, right?
Yeah.
That coin has gone up in value, but that same dollar that you would have had back then ain't worth nothing today.
No, sir.
Because of inflation.
That's definitely. So here's the problem is people don't realize, people think inflation is, and when I think when the average person hears inflation, they think about the mechanics of your dollar value. I think they understand a little bit of definition about, you know, gas prices and things like that. But what they don't understand is the cause and effect of what causes inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest manipulation of biggest cause of inflation is the government.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens here is this. If you pour unearned money into the economy, if your work, the capacity, what do you call, you know, the efforts of people working
mm-hmm.
does not catch up with the money that the government is putting into the economy, your money becomes worthless because now the government's putting more money into the economy than the economy can work for or adjust for. So what has happened is in the last, now it's funny because I'm going to read one thing that you read on here that's funny for me because it says the rise in general level of prices often expressed a percentage means that a unit of currency effectively buys less than it did in prior periods. That last sentence period. Periods, right? We're talking about less than a year. Less than a year. This joker. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say my most respect to those of you. I don't want to offend anybody. But you guys, favorite president, has taken this economy from energy independence to energy dependence.
Mm.
He has closed down just about everything that made this economy was recovering. Oil reserves.
Yep.
They canceled the contracts to Alaska. It's just amazing to me how in just less than a year, you come in and you change everything.
So I'm reading something, Anthony, that is to piggyback on your point.
Yes.
We were talking about the rising cost of fuel, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they said that the inflation, it's the highest level since 1982, according to the Consumer Price Index.
Yes.
But it says the rising price of not only the fuel, but of food are two of the largest contributors to this increase.
Of course.
So it says, but even when I read it again, it says, but even in excluding these two factors, inflation still rose by 5.5% last month, making it the largest 12-month change since 1991.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing is, what does it take to bring food to the grocery?
Gas.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
So you already affected the economy by first reducing the energy independence, because mm-hmm. now the gas prices have gone up. Then you have a labor shortage issue. So now you have less people working, but more government money flowing.
Yep.
So there's more money. So again, and what the government tries to do, they try to play this game. Well, it's the corporate failure. Right. They raised the price.
Right.
No, they had to raise their price. If you're raising minimum wage, you're telling companies now to go to a $15 minimum wage. Now it's costing them more to operate their business. Now it's costing them more to get the groceries and goods. Go ahead.
I want you to read that causes of inflation. I don't know if you see that, Anthony, where it says the causes of inflation. This is going to be everything you've been saying.
Yes.
Month and month and month and month and month. But you see where it says money supply can increase by the monetary authorities either by printing and giving away more money to the individual by legally devaluing.
Yes.
Reducing the value of the actual legal tender currency.
That's what they do.
By loaning new money to an existence into reserve accounts, credits through the banking system, by purchasing government bonds from the banks or the secondary market.
Yep. That's it. That's it. Dumping money into the economy. See, what did this government, and they were getting ready, this Build Back Better bill was $1.8 trillion.
Yep.
What is that? That is $1.8 trillion dumped back into the economy, not to build businesses.
Right.
Right. Yes, there are going to be some corporations that are going to benefit. But here's the problem is it's going to put money back into the average person's hand, which sounds good. See, these guys know, the left knows how to make things sound good. Oh, man, we've got this for you. We're going to give you this. The problem is that you have no labor for that. You have no return on it. All you're doing is just giving out money. It's like giving somebody in the street. You see somebody in the street, give them $100. What did it benefit them? Nothing. You gave them $100. Maybe they went to buy some food, or maybe they used it for some other form.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that $100 did not become productive. That $100 just went into their pocket.
I mean, that's a great way of saying it. And they even go through some examples. I know that right now, President Biden is trying to get his Federal Reserve chairman, I believe his name is Jerome Powell,
mm-hmm.
who's been nominated for a second term back in November, but he's currently undergoing the confirmation process in the U.S. Senate. And it looks like Mr. Powell is saying that the economy has rapidly gained strength despite the ongoing pandemic, giving rise to persistent demand and supply imbalances, bottlenecks, and elevated inflation. Powell said, if we see inflation persisting at high levels longer than expected, if we have to raise interest rates,
okay,
more overtime, we will. So all you folks that have been enjoying these low interest rates with your mortgage, guess what's going to happen if inflation continues to stay where it is?
Come on.
So now all this equity you're enjoying with all these low interest rates, they're going to start to change and affect your bottom line.
Yes.
Right? So we're right now in an over. I'm a little concerned about our housing, and I'm not a real estate expert, but I'm concerned about all of these things, Anthony, because we have anyone who owns a home right now has had great equity, right? But how much of that is real or realized?
Yes, yes.
Right? Because how much of it is really, really real? Because of all of these contributing factors that we're talking about. I wanted to show you something before we go to commercial break, Anthony, and I was looking at something that was talking about inflation. And I'm trying to remember where it was, but it was talking about basically what is inflation. It's going back to what we were just talking about, is a sustained increase in consumer pricing. And it means a dollar bill doesn't get you as much as it did before, which we just talked about. Whether you're at the grocery store or a used car lot, inflation is usually caused by either increased demand, such as COVID-worried consumers being finally ready to leave their homes and spend money, or supply-side factors like increases in production costs, Which Anthony just talked about the trucks and the gas and all this. They got ships still at sea, don't they?
Let's talk about Bear Shells Biden. That's his new, that's the tagline now. Bear Shells Biden. That's the tag.
I called him Smoking Joe. Bear Shells Biden. Wow, yeah. That's a good one.
We went last week. I mean, again, you look at the shells today, and that just shows you the supply chain. There's so many things right now that is affecting our economy. The labor shortage. COVID. Now, COVID, of course, gets, you know, I feel bad for COVID because COVID gets a bad rap,
you
right?
You feel bad for COVID?
Yeah, I feel bad for COVID because COVID gets blamed for everything. You know, it's COVID's fault. It's COVID. But let me tell you something. When the government, and this is one of the statements you have here, saying, this is what Powell said, to get the kind of strong labor market we want with high participation, because you need a strong labor market to override inflation.
That's right.
Okay? It's going to take a long expansion. Powell said labor market participation is moving very slowly. Okay?
Well, Anthony, and it is, and this is the same guy that has been renominated, so we got to figure out how we fix, and you guys may not be familiar, the Fed was created in 1913 as the control center for the U.S. banking systems, and it handles the country's monetary policies. The last thing I want you guys to think about is this. I saw something in this article that we were reading, Anthony. It says, for example, in 1985, this is what I want you guys to, before we go to break, what inflation is given over long term, and it requires some historical context so you can get your full understanding. For example, in 1985, me and Anthony were almost 40 years ago, right?
Yeah.
The cost of a movie ticket, you see that, Anthony, was $3.55.
Those were the days.
Those were the days. Today, watching a film in a theater will easily cost you, that's just $13 for the ticket. Right?
Yeah. Forget, the popcorn's $20. Right. Come on now.
Right. So they said, so never mind the popcorn, candy, or soda. So here's that poor $20 bill in 1985 would have bought you almost four times what it buys today.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's what inflation does. So I'll end this, Anthony, and say, inflatable bull. You're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow with Stephen and Anthony. We'll be right back after this commercial break. And we're back.
Yes, we're back.
Coffee and Cash Flow. Anthony, inflatable bull. Ain't that some bull? How can
we're
you
gonna go? Be respectful on this show? We won't say the whole
right. We ain't gonna say the whole thing. We really want to say. You guys can pay attention. We grown. We grown, right? We grown.
We grown.
And we family. As a Bernie Mac said, we family. We family. Family. We family. Right? How you doing? We all family. So we're listening. We're here, right? And we're saying that as a family, America, we've got to become more of a family. We've got to get back to some of the values that I think we miss. And I think President Trump got. You know, when he said, make America great again, and he said, you know, certain family values, of course, some folks heard that and they ran with it a certain way, where others, what are you trying to mean? You trying to go back to where we didn't have certain freedoms? No, nope. I'm going to believe that what we are really talking about is let's get back to the family and the foundations of the family, right?
Well, let's get back to where America actually built and created its own thing. You know, one of the things I just saw was Intel building new factories here in the U.S. to start doing chip manufacturing. You know, these are things that we should have been doing. And this is what Trump's whole push was build back America.
Right. And we have to, because these jobs are going everywhere else.
They're going everywhere else.
You know, our students in our education, they're behind. If you're looking at the test scores across the country, especially during COVID, they've gotten dramatically worse.
Well, we could tell by our government representatives how the education system has worked out.
Again, folks, the views that are expressed by Anthony and Stephen and Coffee Castle are not necessarily WRHI's radio's opinion. This is our opinion, right? But there's a lot of folks listening to this that agrees with us.
Yes.
Right? So we must say, you know, that's why we ask certain questions. What we want, guys, and what we talk about is we want families to be at the core of decision-making.
Yes.
Right? We don't want the government making all of our decisions.
That's right.
What we're seeing today is that's a lot of that's going on, and we're now seeing lawsuits. We knew these lawsuits were coming, Anthony.
Yes, sir.
We knew they were coming, and it was just a matter of time. And so when we watch some of these things and we're watching certain folks, your approval rating has been dropping like flies.
Mm.
CNN, Anthony, I saw the other day that they had an 80% drop in viewership.
I thought it was higher than that. I stopped watching them a long time ago.
But I'm like, 80, that's a big, Anthony.
Yes.
Do y'all understand if you had an 80% drop in your portfolio, some people would be dropping off.
But you know what? You know what's strange is they didn't have to. See, you know, it was a point in time where even CNN, Fox, you know, you could switch between the channels and sort of feel balanced. Mm-hmm. But it just seems like a lot of these networks have decided to go totally right, totally left.
Yep.
And I feel that's a disservice to the people that are in the middle, the independents. That's the problem. News is not is not unbiased. No. It's completely biased today.
And it's funny that you say that because we go to the news. Let's just say that the masses go to the news to get what? News.
News. Not opinion. News.
News, right? But what you're seeing, for the most part, is you're not getting news. You're getting opinions, or you're getting flat out lies.
Come on.
Right?
Yeah.
Some of these folks are just lying.
See, an opinion is truth to the person giving the opinion. Right.
But it also be like, you know, you lying.
Right? You lying. Just outright lying.
You just flat out lied. Just
yes.
Lying. Right.
In fact, they just recently, it's funny because the mainstream media just recently decided to criticize the Biden administration.
Well, I thought he was upset because he wanted them to treat him better. Remember?
Yeah. Hey, y'all need to treat me better.
Treat me better. Y'all being too mean.
Please.
To me. Like, dude, some of these, like there's so much going on in our country today. Like, when I sit back and I think of when you were young, you heard 1984 Orwell, like, you know, 2000, it was the end of the world, or Anthony. 2021, now 22. If this ain't it.
The end is near. You just heard it right
you
here.
You just heard it. Run for cover. Grab the wife, grab the kids. Run for cover. Because it is absolutely.
Wait till I show you something. Yeah, and I'll come in when I interject and one, but go ahead.
Man, yeah, you're right. So it's just interesting. But I want to go into, guys, as we talk, because we talk. You know, this is Coffee and Cash Flow, and coffee is to wake you up and give you the information that we think is relevant, and we can discuss it with a certain level of, you know, edification, so to speak. And we want to make sure that you guys know what's going on beyond mainstream media.
Yes.
You know, that you can understand and hear, because there's a lot of censorship going on in this country. And that's what I say. That's what this is. I never thought, and maybe I was naive growing up. You know, I didn't think we was America. We didn't censor anything. We gave people information.
Too much information,
right? Too
at
much
one point.
Right, exactly. But now it's like they're censoring a lot of information. And that, to me, that should make you say, hey, that's a problem.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's a problem. And I was talking to someone at one of the big annuity companies that we do a lot of business with. And we were discussing, I know what it was. I was calling about one of my client's accounts. And to my, once again, just pleasant surprise, He had a 7.5% return this year,
mm-hmm.
right? In a fixed sort of index annuity account, right? Did very well for himself with a 7.5% return. Let me just make sure you guys understand. We don't offer or sell annuities for the accumulation. I want to make sure you understand that. Annuities are a part of your retirement portfolio. We believe that should be there as an asset class, right?
Yeah.
And it should be there first and foremost to make sure that you have a retirement.
Mm-hmm.
That it guarantees some level of retirement.
Yes.
And I think that the problem is that people give annuities, you give love a bad name, right? Right. They'll give annuities a bad name because they'll lump all annuities as one particular annuity.
Yeah.
So what people don't understand with annuities, and maybe this is what I'm going to talk about today. I thought I was going to go into this other stuff, but I may not. But they look at annuities and they say, Anthony, all annuities are bad. But they don't understand, like this gentleman that I've been dealing with now since 2014, he has been getting money every year out of his annuity, right? He has a bonus on a lot of people don't understand his moving parts. He has an accumulation value that he takes his 10% penalty-free withdrawal every month from, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every year from. He also has an income portion. Do you know his income portion is $25,000 higher than his account value?
Wow.
So if he starts to take income today, he will be basing it off of not what his account value is, but is what is the income
accumulated value. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the income value is way higher than the 7.5% return he got on the account value.
Yep.
Right. And every year he waits to take it, it grows.
Yes.
It rolls up. So he is very happy with me today because of a decision he made years ago when he had an advisor, I'm going to use that word plural loosely, trying to tell him that annuities are terrible, Anthony. You can't get your money out. They're a scam. And so I asked that guy during that time when he said the guy was saying those, I said, I'll tell you what, put him on the phone with me.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get on the phone with the insurance department and anyone from the SEC. And I want him to say that.
Yes.
The guy ran and hit.
So
my point is, I want you to jump in on this, Anthony. But the point is I was telling to the guy who was from, he was a representative of the annuity company. I said, the problem is we don't have enough people on the annuity side in the industry telling people
yes.
the truth, right?
Yes.
We've got the people from the security side telling you, like the fish.
Almost saying anything they want to say.
Right. But they're not telling you about, there's multiple types of, so I just want your thoughts on this in terms of what do the message needs to be for people to understand that there's a better way than what you're being told than the mainstream way.
You know, honestly, you know, I was thinking about everything that we've talked about with the inflatable in the beginning. And, you know, one of the key things is protecting your money.
Right.
You know, and you mentioned about silver and gold mm-hmm. and how they're helping inflation protection. But there are other tools out there, such as what he's talking about, you know, annuities. There are annuities that actually help protect your retirement. And some of you may, you know, it's one of those tools. It seems like he just said, the message for the last few years, people have misunderstood, misstated. And it's funny because these guys who call themselves advisors, all they do is just put down. Yeah. I've heard people put down insurance. Mm-hmm. You know, it's
insurance,
like
period.
Period.
It's like, what sense does that make?
Doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, yes, there's always people in an industry that say the wrong thing. You know, they make insurance as an investment. Insurance is a protection.
Right.
It is a protection. Right. But it protects you, protects your family, protects your wealth. That's the key. And you got to understand that word protection is the most important part of insurance. You want to ensure
that's good.
That when you die, even if you live longer, that you have protection. And that's where I believe insurance plays an amazing role in protecting your assets.
Well, and it's great what you just said. And guys, you're listening. This is our segment called Your Retirement Coffee Break, which is, you know, when you take a coffee break, in theory, 40 years ago, it was like you took a little short little 15-minute, got you some coffee, sat down, walked outside, and if you smoke,
you could afford it.
Right, you could afford to back then, right? Exactly. Because you could buy some coffee now. You can't buy no coffee for that price.
Coffee was 50 cents.
Right, exactly. Now it's like $15 for a cup. So, but we're saying that, folks, is that this is what we talk about mainstream media and the messaging, right? I have multiple stories that of clients who have been enjoying tremendous success. Again, I don't sell annuities. We don't offer. We don't advise to sell annuities based on accumulation. That's market.
Yes.
But there you have to understand that when you get to the retirement aspect, the distribution phase, right?
Yes.
You've got to figure out how long you're going to live and how long this money's going to last.
Yes.
And if everything you have, all of your money is in speculation.
Yep.
And not insurance or assurance.
That's right.
Right? Then you're going to live a very uncomfortable retirement.
You're always worried about your money.
Always worried about your money.
One of the things that insurance says, it guarantees you.
Right.
You know what the figure looks like.
Yep.
And of course, there's some flexibility with some products today. But that flexibility, there's still a guarantee at the end of that contract. Yep. What you're going to have when you're ready to use it.
And I always tell people that this is what we do. When we look at your planning, right, we talk about the rule of 100. Remember we talked about the rule
yes.
of 100? So let's look at some of our listeners. The average listener, I think, for our show station is usually about 60 years of age, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's use the rule of 100 minus 60. This rule says that your risk of your portfolio should be your age minus the rule of 100. So if you're 60, you should only have 40% of your portfolio in the market
right.
speculative. And this is a rule. I'm not saying it's for everybody because everybody's situation is different. But as you get older, now you're 65, what you're being exposed to, right,
mm-hmm.
should be diminished the older and older you get. Most of these wealth guys, accumulation guys, they don't understand distribution
That's
phases.
It.
Right? Because they're just going to tell you to ride the market out. But if you ride, I met a young lady, I never forget this. I forgot what I was doing. This was years ago. And I never forget when I walked in, I was talking to her. She was an older lady. She was in her 70s. And we were just talking, and she started telling me about her portfolio. I'm like, why don't you tell me about a portfolio? But then she starts talking to me about it, and she says, well, I said, well, that's kind of what I do. I help people sort of you know, look at the asset and protection side of their planning with accumulation opportunities is what how we use annuities. We look at it for the guaranteed income. We look at it for the protection and the opportunity to accumulate. But we're not trying to compete with the market. That's not why you do it, right? So, and she said to me, she had all 100% of her money in the market.
Mm.
And her nephew was her advisor.
She
had lost 45% of her money.
Yes. It took another 10 years, 20 years.
Right. And she don't have that kind of time.
Exactly.
Right? And so I said to her, well, yeah, what do you say? You need to drop your nephew. I can't say that. Right? You need to go, I would kick my nephew. So I can't say that, but I look.
You know, that's what she was thinking anyway.
Yes. Absolutely. I didn't have to say it. The look on her face said it.
Yes.
But there are too many people who are too loyal.
Yes.
To their advisor and not to themselves.
Yes.
So I'll leave this before as we go into Anthony's segment. You know, more coffee, please, with Anthony. But I want to leave you with this. There are folks out here who listen to my voice and hear us all the time. And you will buy insurance for your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
You will buy insurance. You have to have it on your home, right? You have to have health insurance right now because of all of these different things and the bad reputation that COVID has gotten, right? He's constantly blamed for something, right?
Yep, that poor
man, COVID stole my cookies. It was COVID, Mama. I ain't do it, right? COVID did stole my homework. You know, it used to be the dog.
Yeah.
Now it's COVID. Ain't the homework.
That's it.
Right? But I say this, folks, and in all seriousness, we obviously are respectful of folks who've gone through it, and we understand that. And we're praying for you. But I'll say this, Anthony. All these places we have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But why don't we have insurance on our retirement nest egg?
Yes.
We don't have any version of coverage on our retirement.
Mm.
That doesn't make any sense. And I'll say this, folks. Remember, you buy insurance for assurance.
That's it.
So let's go into it. And by the way, if you guys want to reach us, 980-216-8487. That's 980-216-8487. You can also go online and you can book an appointment with us at figwealthpartners.com. That's figwealthpartners.com. Just book a time. We'll have a nice conversation. We might even have a cookie, right? So we want to go into more coffee, please, with Anthony. Oh, you know, before we do that, Anthony, I also want to mention that there's a sponsorship opportunity. I know folks listen to the show. You might want to be involved in the show. You want to hear your brand on the number one financial edutainment. I say edutainment.
Edutainment.
Show.
I love it.
In the country, Coffee and Cash Flow. Call us up, that same number, 980-216-8487, and learn how you can get involved.
Yes.
More coffee, please, with Anthony.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, listen, it's been an interesting week, of course, with our weather, with our snow, with everything else. And, you know, sometimes, you know, what I think happens here in the South is that the weather gives you time to think because it shuts down everything down here. You know, in Michigan, you know, schools don't shut down.
No.
You walk through that blizzard. You're holding up your coat and you're walking through the blizzard. But, you know, one of the interesting things that I saw, you know, while going through, and this was a day ago, actually, I saw in a business article, 102 millionaires, and I'm going to get into some health stuff here in a second, 102 millionaires, including Abigail Disney, have signed another letter, asking governments around the world, check it out, Steve, look at that. Asking governments around the world to raise their taxes.
What?
I say the world has gone bonkers.
People have lost their minds.
Have gone nuts.
Raise their taxes.
You know, I told my wife, I showed my wife this. I says, honey, I said, look, I'm not really up there in that millionaire, billionaire status. You know what I'm saying? But why would I want to write the government to tell the government, hey, why don't you tax me some more?
More.
Tax me some more. I'm like, you dummies, why don't you, if you want to equal, and here's their argument. They want to equalize. They want to help with the poor in the world and balance off the rich versus the poor. You dummies, if you want to do that, why don't you take the money out of your wallet,
right?
Take it out of your bank, and just give it away.
Just throw it out the window.
Just throw it out the window, because that's what you're doing with the gun. But look, let's be reasonable. Take the money out of your pocket, go find a family that you want to support. Go in inner cities. Okay. Just start giving away that money. Okay. What is that? I can't see it.
Your deposit hit my account.
Oh, okay. Technology.
Technology.
But, you know, this is the key is we have people are, I think today we're dealing with a problem with the way people think mentally. And, you know, I really thought, you know, I always wondered how can all of these billionaires support these leftist programs? But I really think that they've lost their minds. If you really want the world to be equal, give away more of your money.
Right.
Don't ask the government to come manage it. Mm-mm. Okay?
They don't manage money well.
They do not manage money, and that's the problem.
Look at all the debt we got.
Oh.
So why? Think about it. Now, this is funny what you just said, Anthony. So you want the government,
mm-hmm.
who is broke.
Broke.
By the way, who owes trillions of dollars.
Who always spends more than they're given.
Now you want them to be your money manager.
Yes.
You just go open up the window, yep. take a bucket of your money, and just throw it out the window.
That's it. That's really
what you're doing.
And so that's, you know, again, it really baffles me. I really think the problem is COVID again. COVID gets to blame because I think people have gone bonkers. So here's a couple of health things for you guys this week to contemplate. First and foremost, this year has seen probably the only good news for Biden, I guess. But we talked about this last week.
Mm-hmm.
But Obamacare, which we know as the Affordable Health Care, has seen.
Now, I don't know if everybody know that.
They probably don't.
Because I had somebody arguing with me one time about that. Listen, you know, I do the Affordable Care Act, but I don't want that Obamacare.
Well, that's what they called it because Obama, it's officially Affordable Care Act, okay, ACA. But hear this out. Last year, or this season ending, because the season ended, the Biden administration extended the season to January 15th, which ended last week.
Right.
But this season with the Biden administration has seen its highest enrollment, 14.1 million people enroll in
healthcare.gov.
Compared to, again, 2016, when it was the second highest, I think 13 million.
Oh, so this has been the highest?
This is the highest.
Oh, wow.
Okay, since 2016. Hmm. But here's the problem is, and I think, you know, a lot of the drivers to this is COVID. Again, we blame COVID for this. Because a lot of people are scared, you know, people go into the hospital. But again, what I can tell you is there's a reason why there are certain people opposed to the affordable health care. It's not that it doesn't do some good. The problem is that it overwhelms our health care system.
Right.
Because I guarantee you that some of those people that are taking advantage of it are looking at, you know, if I get sick, I'm calling that doctor.
Right.
And their doctor's offices are getting bombarded.
Yep.
Hospitals are getting overwhelmed. Because, not just because of COVID cases, I just read, there's a couple of things going on in the healthcare industry that is significant. There was just a Supreme Court ruling, which does, you know, the mandates that the government was trying to implement on businesses, 100 employees and above, right. That got thrown out. At least it's got tabled so they can continue to hold on to the, keep it from going into action.
I heard a big announcement also, I think it was the other day, that Starbucks has stopped that mandate.
Yes.
They can't keep nobody at work. Right?
But I'm going to get to that. That is exactly where I'm headed. So here's the labor shortage again. Mm. Okay. So in our healthcare system, what the other law, the other case that the Supreme Court had to hear was the case where healthcare workers, they are demanded or mandated to get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So they're quitting left and right.
Left and right.
So what you have, again, in just a short year, you have a disaster in your hand.
What did you call him again? Bear
Shells. Bear Shells Biden. So here's the deal is, I need to get one for the worker shortage situation. Because here's the deal now. Now you have all these people with health care. They now get private health care insurance. They're going to take advantage of it. If they bump their toe, they're going to go to the doctors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a shortage of healthcare workers, and now these mandates are pushing healthcare workers who should know better because they're the ones who have to deal with this situation, and they feel they don't want to take the vaccine.
Yep.
So here are people who are in that industry feeling like the vaccine's not working. In fact, one more thing, you know, I'm all on top of this.
Oh yeah.
Moderna just got removed, is no longer recommended for people under 31. You read this.
What?
Due to heart, inflammation. So again, this is in the news. This is not our opinion. These are news
and
articles.
And been saying this stuff for a year plus.
Yes. But you know what? Your opinion doesn't count.
Because they wanted to censor you.
Absolutely. In fact, it's funny. Here's Howard Stern. This was in Complex Magazine this week. Howard Stern believes hospitals should turn away. Check it out.
What?
Read it.
He says, Howard Stern believes hospitals should turn away COVID anti-vaxxers. You're going to go home and die. Now, this is the guy that you guys have made millions and millions of dollars. Howard Stern is not a scientist.
Yes.
He is a radio disc jockey who's pretty crass, to say the least, who doesn't know anything about the science. He doesn't know anything about natural immunity.
None of these guys do.
He doesn't know any of these things about any of that stuff.
None of these guys do. And, you know, and the funny, and I'm going to end with this one thing. Don Lemon, we were talking about CNN, just the somewhat cable news network, because they're not cable news anymore, okay?
Right.
But Don Lemon had the nerve to say that you, all the people who are, shouldn't do their own research.
Wow.
Okay? What do you mean? If I want to do my own research, it is my independence. It should be up to me what I want to do. If I have a thought I don't want the vaccine, that's up to me, not up to you, not up to the news, not up to you guys who have made millions of dollars off of advertising for these big companies. It's not up to you. So that's my gig for the week, my little rant. I am just, you know, I get these news articles every day. I take a snapshot of them because they don't make sense.
I mean, you knocked it out of the park, though, Anthony. And I think that, folks, that's all we've been talking about since we've been on the air, really. And we've been on the air, this is, what, 4 years, Anthony?
Yes.
So we've been telling you folks to get a plan away from the plan.
That's it.
That's been given to you.
Be independent.
Be independent. Think for yourself.
Think for yourself.
Now we know the heart inflammation is myocarditis, pericarditis. These things are real,
yes,
folks. These things are happening. There's VAERS, which is the Vaccine Adverse Reporting. The mainstream media never talks about VAERS.
Yep.
They never mention any sort of other, what they call it, it's some sort of antibodies that you can go. I know of a pastor who just told me that if it wasn't for his doctor giving him, y'all ready for this? Ivermectin.
Uh-oh.
And myochronological, it's called myochronal something therapy.
I can't pronounce it, right?
I don't forget how to pronounce it. That saved his life.
Yes.
The hospitals would not
Ivermectin.
Yep.
And I showed my wife. I says, honey, look what they say. You go to the CDC website and what it talks about, because the first person that actually made ivermectin really popular was Joe Rogan.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, he's taking a horse medicine. This was CNN, our favorite channel. He was taking horse medicine. And even on the website of the CDC, it talks about ivermectin. But it's in such a way that it's tilted. It makes you think that it is horse medicine. But ivermectin, there is a human-based amount, and there's an animal-based amount that is used. It's dosage.
It's the same. My wife, God love you, Amelia. Shout out to Lady Skinner, too. Lady
That's
texted
right.
me
you
one
bet.
Day.
Yeah.
Lady texted me and told me this, and then she called me. This is Yvonne. I'm like, who? I don't know Yvonne.
She told me about that.
I'm like, who? Yvonne? I'm like, oh, lady. Yeah, I know. I thought she was somebody scamming me. I was like, I didn't know what was going on. But my wife is a certified vet nurse, right?
Yes.
They administer medication. She said, when they were saying this, it didn't make any sense. She said, because they give the same medications to animals,
yep,
like pets and dogs, that we use. It's just different doses.
They have insulin and everything for animals. Come it's on just, now.
But the mainstream media will tell you, oh, they're giving them horse dewormer.
Politics.
Because you don't want to think beyond the lie that you enjoy.
That's it. That's it. At the end of the day, it's like I tell everybody, they have to keep these lies up, because if you actually learn the truth, and as we're talking, even on the financial side, and we talk about these advisors, see, they'll tell you that annuities are bad, this is bad, this is bad. You have
to go research.
Go research. Forget what these guys are saying. Take it with a grain of salt. They are good at what they do, but at the end of the day, they're not the all in all, because too many people go broke. You know, it's like, I know Warren Buffett is a great guy, great investor. He's made billions and billions, one of the richest people. And one of the things that he says, and I think it's an advice that people should take, he says, when your barber starts talking about what stocks to buy, you better run for the hills.
Right, right.
Okay?
Right.
When your barber becomes your investment advisor, you better run for the hills. Get somebody licensed that understands these marketplaces. And that's what we do on a daily basis.
Daily basis. So listen, folks, we're going to take another quick commercial break, if I can get my words out. We've been really, really enjoying this. This is More Coffee, Please with Anthony. And so we'll be right back after this quick commercial break as we come really to the end of the show. It's really fast and flowing, and we're having a great time. So Coffee and Cash Flow, WRHI Radio, 1340 AM, 100.1 FM. We'll be right back. And we're back.
We are back.
Anthony. Oh, man. I feel like I'm on information overload today. Right? The Lord of the Flies. There's so much going on that we have to blame COVID. I'm sorry. Blame it on the COVID. There used to be a song called Blame It on the Rain. But it's blame it on COVID. It's like everything is related to COVID. Everything, it seems to be, gets the blame and gets the bad, you know, rap for everything. And saying that your retirement drops COVID. You know, everything is COVID. So we just say that, folks, though. But seriously, start to look outside of that mainstream noise. Because I told someone the best way, this is how COVID, how this pandemic will end. I turned the TV off.
Yes.
Right?
Turn it off.
Just turn it off. Because they're going to continue to try to scare you, to inflate numbers, inflate a bull is what we call it, and do all these things to get you running. And so I even say that as we segue into our segment, Carolina Caffeine, which kind of looks at the Carolinas in a short snapshot and what's going on. We've got COVID testing sites popping up everywhere. So
that's
people
right.
can go get tested for Omicron. And this was according to StarMed Healthcare. They closed all of its coronavirus sites to account for the snow on Sunday. Oh, my goodness. This wonderful snow.
Mm.
And shuttered all outdoor locations on Monday. And those services returned, you know, a few days ago. So the roads and the powers. The Carolinas, as you guys know, we got a whopping 2.2 inches of snow.
Yeah, it was a lot of snow for North Carolina.
It wreaked havoc on our infrastructure in the Carolinas, causing over 16,000 North Carolinians and 8,000 of their neighbors to the south, and South Carolinas, to be without power. And Duke Energy, which provides power to both states, said it has 10,000 workers ready to assist with... You know, outages, including 250 to 300 trucks. So they've been all out on the road. You may have been seeing them. And we may have another little storm, I think, supposed to be here happening, Anthony, again today. But roads didn't close due to the weather directly, but several accidents did cause, you know, a lot of accidents. So people just be careful as you're driving out there. We know in the South, we for some reason don't understand how salt can fix or help the road. We don't have the greatest infrastructure to deal with that type of weather. So just be careful as you drive around. I want to say that Gaston County, Iredell, Statesville, and Caldwell County school districts had canceled classes, and Fort Mill and Rock Hill schools, Anthony, they transitioned to remote learning, and I'm not sure if they've come back, but they've been remote learning as of right now because of the weather and just because of everything. So be safe and watch yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that black ice again. It looks like black ice struck a truck on a medium, so jeez. Let's get it in. So black ice. So
yeah,
be careful.
That
black ice. You know, it's everywhere. Anyway, I want to go to real quickly, Anthony, a segment that we've been trying to highlight what I think is better actions as opposed to just hot spilled coffee. We call it, that's some good coffee.
Yes.
So apparently,
give me a sip.
Truist joins a group of banks reducing overdraft fees.
Yep.
Anthony, that's big business, by the way.
Bro, tell me about it. I paid more overdraft fees. I think I'd be a millionaire with all the overdraft fees that I paid over time.
And they can get you for any reason. I mean, it could be like you just, okay, I had a, you know, you have somebody draft a card on a day or you draft the account. And it's like, wait a minute, that wasn't supposed to come out until next week.
Yes.
So I know people go through all kinds of things in this society, in our world right now, but Truist Bank will gradually move away from accounts that charge fees for overdrafts or non-sufficient funds. This is reported by the American Banker, and the launch of Truist, and if you guys are not familiar, Truist has actually bought SunTrust.
Oh, okay.
So they now are going to be Truist moving forward. The launch of Truist One Banking, which is expected to take place this summer, is a major part of the Charlotte, North Carolina company's plan. You know, they're headquarters here in the Charlotte region.
Mm.
So the overhaul is checking account programs and expand access to mainstream financial services. The plan also includes the elimination of fees for non-sufficient funds, negative account balances, and overdraft protection transfers. Older accounts that charge overdraft fees will gradually become a smaller part of the company's base. Wells Fargo finally knew something good.
Mm.
Is also planning to do this, as well as Bank of America. So it looks like Wells joins banks eliminating NSF fees. This was brought to you by Andy Spears. And it says Bank of America is also doing the same thing. But watch this. This is why I try to tell people, like, small numbers matter, right?
Yes.
Listen to this number, according to the American Bank. Do you see that, Anthony?
Yes.
It will result in a decrease in overdraft fees related revenue of
$300 million per year.
In overdraft fees.
Yeah, they could pay that back into the economy.
Come
on. You know, it's the funniest thing. The overdraft fees affect you when you have less money.
Yep.
It's funny how the system works, right? Mm. We talk about system reform, right? Banks should have been reforming this a long time ago. The people you hurt are the people who actually need the money.
That's right.
These overdraft fees are going not to the people who have money. It's to the people who don't have money.
And it's the same thing when you look at the credit or predatory lending. Right?
Yes.
Guys, how does a bank charge you? They will give you less than 1% on your savings account.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how that's keeping up with inflation or any sort
of
interest rates.
Right? Half a percent, quarter half percent.
They'll brag about it. We're paying 0.75%. Anthony, but they'll turn back around on a credit card and will charge you 25, 29, 30-something percent on the credit card.
Yes. Yes.
And it's all based on the credit of the person.
And look, I understand free enterprise. I understand risk, okay?
Right.
Risk is what they're selling, right? Yes. I don't know. Okay. Risk is what they're selling. So at the end of the day, I understand that they're taking a risk, so they don't want to lose money.
Right.
Okay? That's the only thing.
But this is what we're talking about, folks. I used to underestimate these overdraft fees. You'd call, if you ever had a problem, you'd call in and be like, man, that's 30. Y'all got 10 million customers. That's $30 million. That's 300. It's actually $300 million. I was right, actually, now think about it. So apparently, the banks are moving away from this unpopular fees as regulators, such as the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB, are indicating a crackdown on the practice.
It's about time.
So it says rather than, so I guess this is some good coffee. It really should be going to the CFPB.
Yeah.
Right?
Finally, somebody in regulation is doing something.
So let's go ahead and give it up to them. So rather than competing on quality service, and this is from the director, Rahul Chopra, he says rather than competing on quality service and attractive interest rates, many banks have become hooked on overdraft fees to feed their profit model.
Very profitable.
We will be taking action to restore meaningful competition in this market. Shout out to the CFPB. That's some good coffee.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, Anthony, I've lost complete track of time of the show. I think we still got a few minutes left because I forgot. We have to set a timer, folks, because we got to remember that we're on the show and we only got 59 minutes and some seconds to talk, right? So I just want to make sure.
I think we have about 8 minutes left.
I don't know.
Because it's 3:22.
That is what I'm at, right? And I had forgot to set it. So, you know, so we just want to talk about, you know, just again, we've got to start looking at our monies. We've got to start looking at where our monies is, where we're going in our society from a health perspective, from a political perspective. We've got to identify folks that understand and make them accountable. One thing I saw someone say that people don't realize, because we all get excited about voting, right? But we only get excited about presidential elections.
Yes. They don't realize the local elections is where it's at.
That's where it's at. And you can hold those folks accountable. If I see you in the street and I don't like what you did, I might hit you in the throat. So, you know.
That's his opinion. Right?
But you can't do that to the people in Washington, right? So, and I think that's what we need to get. And especially when we start looking at our melanated folks and folks, you know, me and Anthony obviously are melanated. If you guys haven't seen our pictures, people might say I'm barely. But we got to start thinking about local elections, local voting. If you're looking for that good coffee, does you want to change your life? But it also, you can't just depend on the politicians. You got to start in your own home.
You do. And really, you know, you brought up melanated, but I'm going to tell you something, man. I want to, you know, Martin Luther King, which we just celebrated,
yes,
you know,
yes,
said you have to look at the content of the character.
That's right.
And the problem is, we have a lot of characters running out here.
Yes, we do.
We have got to pay attention who we put into power. What are they saying? Because, you know, the problem with politicians is they're like snake oil salespeople.
Yes, sir.
They come around on election time and they say what you think they want you to hear, but they don't tell you the facts. And that's the problem today.
Yep.
So in determining your vote, this year is a 2022 is a major, major year. And we say that every year. But I would say, guys, just with the way this Senate is talking about with these filibuster, trying to get rid of the filibuster. And of course, that got turned down. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
But if you feel like the filibuster, if you're thinking right now that the filibuster should have been gotten rid of, you got a problem. See, because when one party gets control, all you're doing now is flip flopping backward and forward mm-hmm. with a simple majority. Simple majority with whoever is in president, it might as well not have a Senate or a House.
Yeah.
Because now you just have one party in control. And, guys, that is not the way. So, in any case, I'm off my
– No, but that's very well said and well stated. I think that, you know, again, get involved in your local area, your local elections. You know, make the changes in your home. Study.
Yes.
You know, study the things that you need to study, because people will say you did the research, but all you did was look at what the CDC said.
Yes.
And they change up every other day, right?
Thank
now,
you.
By the way.
And so, believes on who's politically talking that day.
I mean, now it's, they're telling you the cloth mask don't work no more, Anthony.
Nope.
Now it's the N95. I mean, just, come, y'all got to understand, if we were skeptical.
We were saying that for the longest, the cloth mask.
And people thought we were crazy. People say, oh, you're just anti-vax.
But wait a minute. Fauci said the cloth mask.
He said it.
And when we put up the video, they banned our video.
They banned the video. Blocked it.
With Fauci speaking.
With him. Come on now. And so, folks, listen, we're coming to the end of the road. All we're just saying, and we keep saying it over and over again, is to study.
Yes.
Do your own research. Don't just take one side. This is the only time I've ever seen during this pandemic.
Yes.
That I've ever seen that we're not told to get a second opinion.
That's it. That's it. Your second opinion doesn't count. Don Lemon already said, don't do any research. This is what he said. Don't do your research.
So
it's ridiculous.
So that's the thing that always amazes me. So you go to the doctor and you say, oh, no, I don't believe him. I won't get a second opinion.
Nope.
They tell you to go see a specialist so you can get a second opinion.
Yep.
But now, doing this thing, there's no more second opinion.
No.
But they keep showing you, they don't know what they're talking about. Over and over again. And the people that have been telling you, don't trust it. How do we look right now? So listen, folks, Anthony, as we get out of here, you got any final thoughts?
Well, you know, again, you know, the whole thought here and the whole purpose of this show is getting people to think. You know, as we go into this election year, you know, we want you to think. Think about your family. You know, the Bible talks about charity begins at home. Okay.
That's right.
You've got to think about your family. One of the things, and I just want to say this about Virginia just put up their new governor
mm-hmm.
and the assistant governor. And let me just say this. The first order he did was say, parents have control of your school.
Mm.
Parents, you get control of what goes on in your schools. And when Stephen's talking about local elections, your school boards, your mayors, those are the people that are making decisions on a local level, your sheriff's departments, whether you can carry or whatever. You've got to look at those people. Forget just looking at the Senate and the presidential race. Look at your local people. Who are you electing?
And I'll end this with this, folks, and right on cue and right on as I piggyback on Anthony. Leadership is not wielding authority. It is empowering people. Mm. Listen to Coffee and Cash Flow. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.